A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 9 and 10. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. This is, and you should recognize, the story of Naaman, the great general of Syria, who had even conquered Israel in one of his previous battles and had taken captive the little Israelite girl. She was the servant of Naaman's wife, and she was then the answer, the one that set him in the direction of seeking the cure from God. You see, Naaman knew that this was incurable. Nobody just gets healed, but he needed something miraculous to happen. And unfortunately, he presumes that God is to be bought, that his healing power is to be paid for, like many people think. He and the king of Syria, so they send enormous amounts of wealth to the king of Israel, and they presume that he's the one, he's the most powerful one, obviously, who can heal. The king of Israel, stupidly, thinks that the Syrians are seeking another war. But no, God was at work, and the king of Israel was completely off track. He forgot that there was a prophet in Israel, that there was a true man of God. And instead of quietly passing him on and saying, well, you can be healed, but go to the right person, he tears his clothing, is very angry, very upset, and he forgets that God's power is there. It just shows that the elect king of Israel was off track completely. And so Elisha says, what? Send him to me. And now, as we've read, Naaman arrives. Now, try and imagine the scene. He has a huge entourage of chariots, all the wealth that he had to carry. Probably had a number of other officers and servants with him. And here he arrives at the door of Elisha's house. Probably it was a bit of a hovel. He had a type of a Bible school, you could say. He had a few servants, and they were learning practical faith, although some of them, including Gehazi, don't seem to learn properly. But Elisha doesn't even come out. Elisha seems to operate in strange ways. Like God, he operates in his own way. Don't presume on God. Don't think that he must operate and work in the way that you think he must work.